99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Looks like most people have power back. We talked to Eversource, and they said the folks who don't have power now, they're the tough cases, so it's going to take a while.
Yes.
And lawmakers calling for investigations, and so more to come. Stay tuned on that.
Get ready, folks.
If you still have your power up, man, I'm very, very sorry.
Yes.
And if there's anything we can do to help, please email AJ.
Thank you.
He'll be right over to help you.
I am so fast.
You know who might be able to help? This guy is a surgeon. He could build a classic car, and he was an engineer. So maybe we can get him to like go over to one of these power hubs and get us back going.
Like MacGyver over here.
It's Dr. Minotti.
Hey!
Dr. Philip Minotti.
Good morning, guys.
Orthopedic surgeon specializing in joint replacement at Griffin Hospital.
I'm afraid of heights, so you wouldn't want me up on a telephone line working on power. So not for me.
All right.
I sympathize with all those people as well.
We'll keep you on the hip work then.
Exactly. Thanks. Right. Or new joints, yes.
So, classic car or hip replacement?
I'm not sure which I'm better at, to be honest with you.
Really?
But, what'd you fix? What'd you restore?
Well, I built a replica of a 66 Shelby Cobra.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what kid hasn't ever wanted one of those?
So nice.
That's right. I built it from scratch in my garage over the course of about 10 years, and it tries to kill me every day I drive it, but that's goes with the territory.
That's part of the thrill of having it.
Did you put the side pipes on it?
I didn't, because I had young children at the time.
Yeah. Burn the leg.
And, you know, really, they can be dangerous. So it's a little bit quieter, and it's not nearly as risky for burning the leg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wayne Carini had one, and he said his daughter got out of the car.
He had an authentic one, actually, yeah.
Burnt her leg.
Yep.
And that was it. He sold it.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted one since I was a kid.
I still want one.
I take it to car shows. It gets a good response. I like it.
I'm guessing if it took you 10 years to build it, that's because you're busy working on people's hips.
And my wife keeps a pretty tight control of the purse strings, too. So, you know, I could only afford it in dribs and drabs.
Gotcha.
Yep. A little part at a time.
Yep.
And you have a Callaway from Kevin at McDermott?
That's right. Kevin at McDermott sold me a Silverado with the Callaway package. So it's more like a stealth pickup truck, really. It's pretty quick. I must say, I love it.
If I have someone working on my hip, I think I want it to be a guy who has a couple cool cars and listens to rock music.
Exactly, right.
Well, yeah, I mean, having a mechanical background is pretty suitable for orthopedic surgery and what I do in general. So it goes hand in hand, for sure.
Your playlist is rock?
Mostly, you know, before you should understand, this is not brain surgery, right? I mean, we're swinging hammers and drills and saws, so it's
right.
Not like it needs a relaxing.
You know, when we say not brain surgery, we're in a whole different atmosphere.
Correct.
We're like, well, it's radio, it's not brain surgery.
Anything from Metallica to Disturbed to
Nice.
Drive at a good Limp Bizkit to, you know, to classic stuff. Rush is my favorite, but I don't torture the OR with Rush very often.
Dr. Minotti's on. He's an orthopedic surgeon specializing in joint replacement at Griffin Hospital. What would be on your list? So you were saying Metallica. Is there a particular song from them?
Well, the Black Album is going to come up anytime Metallica is on, and that mostly just the popular stuff.
Right.
You know,
try to
not take too many deep dives into the background, but we keep a pretty good mix going.
I picture him like trying to put someone's hip in during "Down with the Sickness" by Disturbed.
Well, no, that comes on. You know, those people get a particularly good result if "Down with the Sickness" comes on, for sure.
Awesome.
Have you ever had someone wake up during surgery?
People think they do, but we have great anesthesia here at Griffin Hospital, and to my knowledge, no one has ever had any recollection of the operating room itself.
What's the hardest time you've had replacing a hip?
Well, when you've done thousands of them, they tend to become a little bit routine, but the more difficult ones tend to be on very, very large or muscular men. It can be a bit of a physical workout.
Oh.
That's a challenge.
Do you put like a heavy-duty one in there, like a shock absorber type deal?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to have better suspension for the Big Mac trucks, but
gotcha.
They're all about the same. Nobody gets special anything based on age. You know, everybody gets state-of-the-art replacements.
Put in air shocks or airbags.
Air shocks, too, for the big heavyweights, yeah.
We're going to play some Van Halen, but Eddie Van Halen had a hip replacement, and that was just from jumping around on the stage.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he did, as a matter of fact. And hip arthritis can come from a lot of different things, genetics or age or overuse or sports or just bad luck. So it really doesn't discriminate. The youngest hip replacement I've ever done is 14 years old. So there's a lot of...
What?
You know, no, it's true.
What was that? That was genetics.
That is a genetic issue, but at least half of my patient population population is less than 60. So hip replacement tends to be a bit of a younger population than knee replacement. So it's really not a problem just confined to what you would expect the elderly, you know.
What about runners?
You know, runners tend to beat on their hips and knees quite a bit, so it's strange. Some runners can go for decades and decades and not have one single bit of arthritis, and then other people develop terrible arthritis, and that's a genetic factor. So there's a lot that's not really understood about what brings on arthritic change, but certainly genetics, weight, activity, put it in a blender and see what happens.
Is there an occupation that lends itself to early hip replacement?
Dancers.
Well,
someone who does a lot of jumping jacks.
Exactly.
Those professional pogo stick riders.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Right. It's a calling.
When I do replacements on our public servants, like firefighters and police officers, it is something that gives me pause, because I know those guys are out there, you know, busting their butt every day, and sometimes replacements aren't really suitable for leaping tall buildings in a single bound. But I do it, and people do quite well.
Dr. Minotti's on. He's an orthopedic surgeon specializing in joint replacement at Griffin Hospital. What's the fastest someone has had surgery and then got up and walked?
A lot of my patients here are up and walking about an hour after surgery.
Wow. With Griffin, nuts.
Right. We have an accelerated program here at Griffin where once people wake up and have their wits about them, they're up and walking.
Is that the insurance company rolling them out?
No. People are really motivated these days.
Get out of here!
Out of the hospital.
To put skates on.
Wow, you got to be pretty good to be able to have your patient wake up and then be walking.
Well, look, it's not for everybody, but like I said, a lot of my patients are on the younger side, and they want out. They don't want to be in the hospital very long, and they leave the same day. A lot of them do. Not everybody, mind you, but a lot of people are able to do that.
Yeah.
Hip replacement is not what you think it was from decades ago. It's attitudes about it have changed, techniques have changed, technology has changed, anesthesia and pain control have changed, and it really, people recover very, very rapidly.
What's the fastest you've done one, and what's the longest time it's taken to do one?
I really probably shouldn't stress on speed too much, but I'll tell you, let's just say a thinner woman I could probably get done in under 30 minutes.
Wow.
Wow. Jiffy
hip.
Great.
Yeah, Jiffy hip.
That's great.
Can be easier, yeah.
How many can you do in a day?
Well, today I'm doing 5, but I've done up to 9 in one day. That's pretty tiring.
All right. So this is almost like being a dentist.
Yeah.
So you're...
what, an hour?
This is who I want to go to. I want to go to someone who's doing a bunch a
Got
day.
Got down to a science,
you're not gonna,
yeah.
He has seen everything.
Yeah, I don't want to see the guy with the instruction manuals.
You don't want the guy who's like, wait, what page was that
like
on?
It's like an IKEA thing.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Swedish.
I've never seen a hip like...
What's a hip sub?
It's here somewhere.
What's a hip sub bones
up? Say, you know, hey, can you look at my shoulder? And I say, look, you don't want me to look at your shoulder.
Right.
I don't know what I'm looking at. I stick with one thing, and I do it well, and I do a lot. And I think that's really how modern medicine is. There's a lot of specialization for better or for worse, but, you know, that's in the areas like the East Coast and the West Coast, you tend to go to specialists a lot, and that's what we do.
Dr. Minotti's on. Can you tell someone needs hip replacement by the gait of their walk?
Sure, absolutely.
Really?
I'm sure, yeah. You really can. People tend to walk with a lurch or a limp, and it's pretty obvious. It is. Even you could do it.
Do you hand them a card?
Really?
Here you go.
So, like, if I see someone walking, usually that's like 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Yeah,
I don't know if it has anything to do with their hip.
Right.
Yeah.
The booze.
Have you ever walked up to somebody and said, have you had your hip checked?
Well, That's the ambulance chaser effect. I try and not to do that.
They
that's,
come to him.
It's a little creepy, but I can certainly spot people for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
And just hips, right? Could you perform a hip on yourself?
All
right, AJ has come up with the ultimate goal for you, because you could do so many in one day.
Can you
do your own hip replacement?
You know, I've thought about that, because I said, who would I trust to replace my own hip? And I don't know. I probably wouldn't trust anybody. So I might try and figure out how to do it myself.
Nice. Right. See, mirrors, bunches, scapters you're doing.
That's
exactly
right.
Yeah.
A little local anesthetic.
Exactly right. You're in business.
That's right.
Fight this bullet.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you do. And
want to see the car.
Pleasure.
Yeah, we do want to see that.
Want to see the car.
We want to see the car and the truck.
I understand.
Yes.
Who is it? AJ, you have a Mopar, is that right?
I have a Mopar, and I have a Fairlane hot rod.
You have a Fairlane?
Yes, 63.
Wow. I want to see that one. What motor is in that?
I have a 302 that's worked, and I got the fiberglass fenders and a teardrop hood.
Oh, boy.
The whole nine yards, yeah.
Well, maybe one of these days Kevin can hook us up and we can have a little personal car show.
Awesome.
So,
That'd be great.
That's awesome. Let's do it.
All right, guys.
Thanks for coming on. Keep up the great work.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Philip Minotti, MD, orthopedic surgeon specializing in joint replacement at Griffin Hospital. That's a cool doctor I'd want.
Very cool doctor.
I'd want rock music playing.
I might hurt my hip on purpose. Okay, that was extreme.
Yeah.